T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, they blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting...
Let's go out to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, where we find our friend and yours, Dr. Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette. He has a mock draft out, postgazette.com. And on his mock draft, he has the Steelers taking Amarius Mims, the Georgia tackle. Brian, appreciate you joining us. Is that who you would recommend they take as well, or who you think they will take? And did Dulac's story change your mind a little bit, where he had people in the organization telling him that at least a few over there think extremely highly of Graham Barton, who you have going 23rd to the Vikings?
Yeah, well, right now, as if people are watching, I am wearing a Duke shirt and a Bulldogs hat, because I think it is probably going to come down to Amarius Mims.
This is like a recruiting news conference. You'll only use.
Do you have
one
hats? Do you have hats in front of you? Are you going to pick one of the hats?
No. I don't have like an Alabama hat for J.C. Latham or a Oregon State hat for Taliesa Fuaga. But no, I do kind of think that I think I mentioned this on the show with you guys the other day. I mean, I can understand both for sure. It's just going to be a matter of what's kind of the Steelers' philosophy going into this draft. And I don't doubt, Jerry's reporting there. At the same time, though, you got to remember, if you're within the Steelers organization, you don't want the rest of the world knowing what position you're looking at or what player. So I could see it going either way. I think Barton could be really good. I just think Mims has a little bit more upside. And last year, they showed that they're interested in trying to procure that kind of upside with Broderick Jones.
Brian, the story that seems to not want to go away, even though we all try and make it go away, is this whole thing with the Steelers trading their first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk. Would you be okay if that was the case, and then they somehow traded up and got, the kid from West Virginia, the center, so you ended up with Ayuk and a center? Would you be okay with that?
I guess I'd be okay with it. I don't think I would do that. You know, Brandon Ayuk's a really good player. I acknowledge that no matter how deep any wide receiver draft is or at any position, you're still projecting a player from the college ranks to the NFL. And when you have a chance to acquire or sign somebody who's already proven it at the NFL level, that gives you more confidence to sleep at night. But I think with Ayuk, it's not just as simple as, okay, you're trading for this guy, you're keeping him on his current salary, you're getting a great bang for your buck and a productive pass catcher. You're going to have to extend him and pay him a lot of money. Clearly the Steelers weren't ready to go down that road with Deontay Johnson. I'm not saying Ayuk isn't better than Deontay Johnson. I think he clearly is, but how does that factor into your long-term plan offensively and just with your roster in general? What would that mean for doing business with George Pickens a year or two from now? So I think there are a lot of factors to consider than just the impact that it has on the roster right now. I would wait for the price to come down. I don't think I would do that. That would be playing into exactly what the 49ers want. And I think one thing we've seen from Omar Khan since he's been the GM is he's looking for value, and he's probably not going to overpay or do anything rash just because it's a splashy move.
So what are we to make of the money freed up with Highsmith's restructure? That opens some eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's a coincidence, but I think it is draft week, and you know, you could be making plenty of signings in different ways this time of year. You think back to last year, they brought on Chandon Sullivan, who ended up being their starting slot corner on day, I think it was day three of the draft. So they could be creating room just for the simple process of doing business at this point in the NFL calendar. I'm not going to say it won't signal a big move. If there's one thing we've learned, never say never. With this regime and some of the, you know, I would say this, guys, and maybe you agree, maybe you don't, but I feel like ever since Omar Khan has taken over for Kevin Colbert, they've made more of the moves that get talked about on talk radio shows and by media people and even fans, the stuff that they're clamoring for. I mean, they're just more in line with being aggressive, if you want to call it that, but definitely not as conservative as the Steelers have been in decades past.
No, they certainly haven't been. I think everybody has it pretty much in their minds that the Steelers are going to take a tackle or a center, basically a big guy with that first pick. Could they surprise and maybe take a receiver if there's one there? Could they surprise and maybe even take a cornerback there? I mean, do you think that they're married 100% to the whole idea of an offensive lineman?
I'd say maybe 98 or 99%, but I'll say this much. There could be a curveball. Number one, it could be, you know, some smoke screening by them with all this perceived interest in the big fellas. And also, you know, Cooper DeJean from Iowa is a guy that it wouldn't surprise me if they've liked him for a long time. I believe they went to Iowa's pro day last year, so I'm sure they were asking around about him even before this past season when he was, you know, became draft eligible. So I think if they threw a wrench into everybody's mock drafts, it would be for a corner and probably specifically DeJean. And also I'll say, if this goes in a way where all the linemen get pushed up the board and, you know, Mims is off the board and basically all the top tier tackles, and even if a Graham Barton goes in the top 19, then maybe your hand would sort of be forced to adjust, and you'd have to go down to your next list of, okay, our best player available now is a corner who could also maybe play safety, also just be one of those versatile chess pieces for us. But ultimately, I'd still be willing to wager pretty heavily that they're going to go up front with this first.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, the nice thing here is they do have four picks in the top 100. 20, 51, 84, 98. You know, maybe you just stand pat and you try to do like last year and get at least three first-year contributors with those four picks. Plus, they come right back at 119.
Yeah, I was going to say, Joe, I mean, one thing that fans probably should keep in mind is while it's nice to have those two third-rounders, it's not quite like having two second-rounders the way that you did last year. And it was even kind of a first-and-a-half-rounder there at 32 overall where they got Joey Porter Jr. So my general take there is just, you know, you're not going to feel probably as warm and fuzzy walking away from this draft as you did last year because you just simply don't have the same amount of capital and resources. But that's what Omar Khan gets paid to do, is to try to manipulate the board and make you feel very confident coming out of this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's interesting is they don't have, unless every one of these drafts that I've seen is wrong, they don't have a seventh rounder, do they?
No, they dealt that away in one of these pick swaps or whatever. And guys, let's keep it that way. That'll make it an earlier Saturday for us covering right. The draft in the media. That's what I care about the most.
It seems like the seventh round does take forever, because it seems like there's literally 8,000 picks in the seventh round. But those seventh rounders, go ahead.
They haven't done anything with those seventh rounders recently. They've all been guys who can barely even stick through training camp for the most part, let alone make the team, other than Presley Harvin, of course.
Right, but those seventh rounders are usually ones that they throw in to make, you know, these little moves where they move up or down. Say we were to talk to you on Monday, which, you know, is always a good thing because, as Joe would say, you're a nice man. Say we were to talk to you on Monday. Those later round picks, are there any positions that could be a surprise to people that, hey, we grabbed, you know, for instance, I don't know, a linebacker, even though they have probably enough? Or, I mean, are there any positions that you think that they might actually stake out in with one of those late picks?
Well, I think they will take an inside linebacker. They might even do that with their last day two pick. I could even see them doing that tomorrow night late if there's somebody they like who's there. But, no, the most interesting scenario to me, guys, and I had this in my mock draft, that some people liked it, some commenters hated it, but I could see them taking a quarterback with one of those sixth rounders. You don't have one under contract beyond this year. I mean, it doesn't hurt to at least have a guy in the pipeline, and I had them going with Joe Milton from Tennessee, who's got all the physical traits in the world, but, you know, 6 years of college football, he never really figured it out to the point that NFL scouts are looking at him as a legitimate top tier prospect, but he's still 6'4", 240, can run like the wind. So why not take a flyer on a guy like that, essentially redshirt him this year, make him inactive for every game. And I know they signed Kyle Allen in the offseason, but you just simply, you'd cut that guy, bring him back on the practice squad, and you'd still have his veteran presence in the meeting room and on the practice field every day.
Brian, I see where Mel Kiper here said this morning that he wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers moved up to get Barton. Like, what if none of this is a smokescreen? And what if Jerry's story just comes out true here and is true, that there's people there, and I'm sure this part is, that there's people in the organization that think of him as a generational type talent? If you think that about somebody, then you absolutely would move up in the first round. So I guess I wouldn't be shocked, would you?
I guess not, but it would kind of start to remind me of the 2022 draft a little bit with Kenny Pickett, where we sort of heard after the fact that they strongly considered moving up because that's how much they believed in him as the best quarterback in that class. Obviously, in retrospect, that would have made a bad move even worse had they given up future assets to do that. So I would caution against doing that. I really would. Now, hey, if they've had their meetings and they're feeling that strongly about Barton, then who am I to say don't move heaven and earth to get your guy? But it's still a center in today's NFL. It's still a guy who hasn't played center for the last few years, and it's still a really deep first round of prospects, especially at positions where you need to at least upgrade, if not find a starter. So that just wouldn't really make a lot of sense to me from a playing the draft from a value perspective and just roster construction in general.
Well, I mean, I guess we would be remiss if we didn't mention, was it Mike Florio yesterday? They said the Steelers are very much intrigued with Michael Penix Jr. There's no chance they do that, is there? There's no chance, Brian, right?
I don't speak in absolutes, but I would be shocked. I mean, 0.01% chance, sure. They didn't end up bringing – I think if that were true, I think they would have ended up bringing him here to Pittsburgh on a pre-draft visit, because a guy like that, you need to have your own staff do medicals on him, look into his long injury history, and simply investing a first-round pick into anybody, but let alone a quarterback, you're going to want to have some familiarity with the person – the personality, the demeanor, the temperament, all that stuff. So, no, that would be the ultimate out of left field smokescreen fooling everybody if they've had their eye on him the whole time, especially when Omar Khan essentially came out and said on Monday they're not going to draft a quarterback in the first round. And I know people will say, well, why would he tell people what they're going to do? He wouldn't. He didn't. He doesn't. But he would maybe not go out of his way to say, we're not going to do this thing.
Sorry, Brian. I just saw a graphic up on SportsCenter here that Mims, with his 8 career starts, that would be the fewest for a first-round pick since Kyle Long in 2013. To me, that's both, and I know that Broderick Jones was sort of in the same boat there, and that's kind of what they do at Georgia. I understand that. But that 8 career starts is both very intriguing to me and also a bit concerning. I mean, for all we know, if this guy started more, he could be a top 5 pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I lean toward that sort of being a neutral factor. Obviously, it's something you have to consider, but only use it in your determination of what you see from his film, what you like about his makeup, the physical attributes, the athletic testing. All of those boxes were checked by Amarius Mims in this pre-draft process. And do you worry about a 6'8", 340-pound guy who had an ankle injury? Sure, but you know, find me an offensive lineman in this class who hasn't missed any time with something. It's very rare. So yeah, that is the unique thing about Mims for sure. He's raw, but I mean, he has the pedigree. We know Mike Tomlin gravitates toward those guys. He has said it himself at various times over the years that that's what they get paid to coach for, to get guys better with their technique, to improve their hand placement, all of that stuff. And he'd sort of rather bet on the stuff that you can't coach.
Thank you, Brian. You're a historically nice man, not just nice for these times. Thank you.
Yo, impeccable story on the 1974 other guys as well. I know how you had to pivot a little bit on that. I commend you.
Thank you, sir. And yours was very well done as well.
As long as
I use the word well as many times as I can.
As long as you guys are both following the planner, that's all that matters.
The Mackey planner? Brian, would you like a Mackey planner for Christmas this year? I was thinking about getting them for the whole staff.
I want a Starkey planner. Send me your planner. I'll start right. Sending you mine as well.
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
All right. See you guys.
See you, man.
I will not laugh. I will not laugh.
No, you don't want to laugh too much today.
No, I will not laugh.
The stomach problems that you had.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.